This is Will's Band of the Week for March 4th, 2018. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with David from the New York City Bureau.
Hello.
So, the pre-production was kind of eventful, but the listeners don't need to be bored with our extensive pre-production, right?
That's correct. We managed to get the vast banks of technical equipment working.
Right.
Thanks to our staff of technical assistants.
I know, you should have seen them go to work. Once I announced that there was a technical emergency, there was this, you wouldn't have believed the activity around here. It was crazy. People coming in and out of the studio, and they got a little, it got a little bit, I don't want to say they were nervous or, lacked confidence or anything, but you could tell there was sort of a sense of urgency. And now it's all quiet now. You'd think nothing happened.
Yeah, well, it's usually the technicians in India or somewhere else that we have on staff that solve the problem. The people here, the domestic people, they're just not as good, let's face it.
Yeah, well, they got it up and running today, so we're happy about that. So, we have some fun stuff this week. Do we have any live reports? I don't have any.
I don't have any live reports. I do have some calendar updates, though. I was thinking I would be talking to Anorak, so I made a note of the fact that podcast friends Camp Cope are coming to Ontario in June.
Well, then
nowhere else in North America, apparently, but only to Ontario. So, and Montreal. So he has that to look forward to if he's listening.
Well, he should definitely.
And so does everyone else in Ontario. Come to think of it.
Yeah, and they're neighbors of Nicholas also, Camp Cope.
Yes, and they are playing this week in Australia with Pod Favorites Chastity Belt.
Oh, cool! Now that's good. Good. Very good. Okay, we got to keep people alerted of the live calendar, don't we? Yeah, we thought we were going to have Anorak with us today, and we talked about this about 3 days ago, and he said he completely forgot. So, of course, then he would need to do all kinds of listening of music too, which he probably didn't do. So, he's hopefully going to be on another episode soon. The listeners clamor for Anorak, right?
Absolutely.
They should, if they don't. Well, okay, no live reports. I don't think anybody died. No deaths this week, so we don't have to disrespectfully mock people's deaths and get into trouble. But we have some good music. So, why don't we start with American Pleasure Club? And
right.
I know that you...
But we have to go into the history here a little bit, right?
Right. It's a new name for a... we could sort of say established artist, somebody who's been around a while.
Right.
The guy's name is Sam Ray, and he's had various... I'm not really sure how many other band members there are and who they are. Do you know anything about that?
I think he's the only constant. I think it's moved around a lot.
So he...
He may be the only constant through the years.
So his band used to be called Teen Suicide, and we talked about them a year or two ago on the podcast, right? Maybe it's probably about a year, right? I think it might have been last year, that album.
Right. That album was 68 minutes, and it had, I think, 28 cuts, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Sounds
about right.
I
seem to remember that one of you, possibly Barrett, kind of got just frustrated with the length of it and never actually got to the end of the album.
That could be. I remember it having like a good amount of good music on it. But it was my impression that it didn't need to be that long, that maybe you could take the 26 or 28 tracks and pick the best 14, I remember having that thought. So
they tend to have a lot of songs, a lot of different kinds of songs, and they tend to be very verbose when it comes to their song titles and their album titles.
Right.
So the last album was called
Well, there's one from 2015 called "I Will Be My Own Hell Because There Is a Devil Inside My Body."
Yeah, I think that's the one I was thinking of, yes.
But I think there was one more recent than that. There was a more recent one, wasn't there?
Yes, which also had a long title. Not quite as long as that one.
I found it. It's called "It's the Big Joyous Celebration. Let's Stir the Honey Pot."
Yes. And so, this one is called...
Under the new moniker, American Pleasure Club. So are we supposed to say that word on the podcast or not?
As far as I know, we have no limitations.
It's a whole, that F word, lifetime of this. We probably should be able to say it, but yeah, that's what it is. And I think it's pretty good. What do you think?
I have a few songs on there that I like. And a few that I could do without, so I guess I put it somewhere in the middle.
Kind of a mixed thing. It is certainly a big variety of styles, but I like more than I dislike. I think so.
I like their attitude. I like their adventurousness. You know, they try a lot of things. They don't all work, but I like that.
Yeah. So I think I picked a couple of tracks that aren't maybe the obvious entry points, so maybe you should take the first pick. Maybe you'll have a better first pick than I have.
Well, the ones that I wrote down, I think that there are two kinds of, maybe more than that, but at least two kinds of songs on the record. There are the sort of, I want to say, sweet indie acoustic guitar kind of sound, almost like the Shins in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the others, which are at the opposite pole, sort of a noise rock kind of dirtied up sound, very dirtied up, and just completely different. So the ones I wrote down were actually the former. I'm a pushover for that stuff, so what can I say?
Doesn't mean
I don't like the others, but if I had to choose, these are the ones I'd go for.
I kind of feel like track two is the catchy one, but I kind of don't want to necessarily pick that one. So
track two is...
This Is Heaven, which, and I'd Die For It.
Exactly. That's my first choice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, so that's one of the sweeter side songs, but it does have that kind of dirtied up sound to it.
Right.
As well.
Right. He has a couple that are sort of acoustic based that sound kind of like Elliott Smith, I think.
Yes.
And you know, that'd be in the Shins thing that you mentioned maybe too.
Maybe closer to Elliott, you're right.
He one thing I like is he he messes around with different drum sounds and different drum beats, and they're pretty interesting on a lot of the tracks. And then he does a weird voice thing, right, where he, like, there will be like a sped up or a slowed down voice. I think the one I'm going to pick here has some of that on it. So let's go with the track called Let's Move to the Desert. So it's kind of weird, that whole voice thing, but I still kind of like it overall. Got a good experimental feel to it.
It's different. Yeah. I'll grant you that.
And there's another one where it's a sped-up voice that sounds like somewhere I was reading they call it a chipmunk track or something.
Right.
Yeah. Do you have another pick?
Well, I had a pick, and I actually wrote, you mentioned Elliott Smith. I actually wrote down E. Smith under this one, so just for the convergence factor, I think we should play it.
All right.
Because we both mentioned Elliott.
Let's do it.
And it's called All the Lonely Nights in Your Life.
One, two, three, four. I see you smoking on the lawn. You must be skipping class today. My heart stops for a second. Piled up to block the sun.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's quite a contrast with some of the rest of the album, isn't it?
It sure is. And if you find that kind of song too much, too cloying or whatever, then there's plenty on there that's completely different, as you said.
Yeah. I want to play a bit of the one with a crazy frenetic drum beat. That one's called Just a Mistake. I think there is so much more music with crazy drum beats and big beats and dance beats and things like that that I would like if they had, just good melodies behind them, like I think that song does. So that's that's fun. I like it. That's American Pleasure Club, formerly known as Teen Suicide, and I would say wisely changed their name.
I think we have to give them props, A, for changing their name.
Mm-hmm.
B, for putting out a record that only has, 10 or 12 cuts so that it doesn't strain our resources of listening too much.
Right, yeah.
And for putting out a really solid record.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. It's not perfect, but there is no perfect album, right? And you have to appreciate
There's some that come close, but no.
Yeah, that's true. You were mentioning earlier that this could lead into a discussion of bands that have changed their names. And I've thought of two in the indie rock world.
Right.
One was, of course, the one we talked about not too long ago, Preoccupations, formerly known as Viet Cong.
Correct.
And the other one...
They got a lot of flack for that name.
Yeah.
From Asian Americans and other Asian populations around the world.
Yeah, yeah. They finally decided.
I think they're from Canada, actually. Are they not?
They are. They're from Vancouver. Yeah.
Right. So it was not just Asian Americans, but Asian Canadians, too.
Yep.
We're not happy about it, so they changed it.
And then the other one that came to mind is a band that I really liked around, 2011 or so, called the Soft Pack. And they were formerly known as the Muslims. They changed their name. I guess that's a good idea. I mean, you could analyze that in different ways, but...
The other case we could discuss is a band I actually like. I think they're from California, called the A La La's.
Huh.
And that's spelled Allah, as in Allah, and then there's a hyphen, and then there's La.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it was intentionally intended as a religious name in any way. I think it was just the sound of it, but apparently they've gotten some flack for that name.
So did they change it?
They have not changed it, as far as I know.
Oh, it's funny because I never even thought of that because I just thought of, a la la as being like a, like a inflection,
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, here we are.
I don't know of any others, but those are definitely responses to bad publicity, let's say.
And I think maybe one reason it doesn't happen more often is that bands change members and then it's just a different band. So these are examples of the same band, like the same people changing the name, right? Not a, like, I think I thought of an example or two where it seemed like a name change, but then I realized it was kind of, no, they had different band members, so they were just changing their name of their project rather than a, you know, name change.
Right.
Yeah. So, got to make sure we have the ground rules of our conversation established, right?
Correct.
We're pretty structured around here. Okay, let's go to our next thing. And so here's the thing. I can't even remember how, but I stumbled upon an album by a band called Cosmic Child. And mm-hmm. I started listening to it, and I thought, this is pretty good. I like this. Two interesting things about it. One, it's kind of dream poppy, shoegazy, kind of in the wheelhouse of a lot of bands that I've listened to over the years, dating back to the probably late 1980s. And then it just was interesting to me that they're from Singapore, and we don't listen to that many bands from Singapore or hear about that many bands from Singapore. I had to look on a map to see exactly where it was, and here's the interesting thing about Singapore. It's like right on the equator.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going to guess they have warm weather there. Would that be a reasonable thing to infer?
I think so.
Yeah. so as I was
looking, when you first brought this up, I thought possibly we were just pandering to our burgeoning East Asian audience.
Right. Yeah.
Which at the very least consists of Sherry in Taiwan and Ginger in, I think, Hong Kong, and who knows how many others.
Yeah. There's probably thousands of others they just haven't spoken up. But yeah, right. Yeah, I wasn't just pandering. I mean, just kind of it fell into my lap. So then when I looked up Cosmic Child, I realized they were on a label, you know, a little indie label with just a few bands called Middle Class Cigars.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to some other stuff on that label. There's a Bandcamp page just for the label Middle Class Cigars. And I thought, there's some pretty good stuff on here. We should just talk about some of these bands. And so I sent a message to the label. And I'm one of those high level record executive type people,
right?
So I did that, and the guy sent a note right back, very nice note, and he said that they're just a small label from Singapore, and this guy named Nigel Lopez started the label, and then he brought in his business partner named Rafael, and it just happens that Rafael is the guitar player for one of the bands. That band uh-huh. called Sobs. So mm-hmm. he's also a label guy. So anyway, kind of cool. So I think we should play some of this music. And I think probably my favorite overall of the bands was Cosmic Child. So
yeah, I think I would agree with you there. They actually have three artists from Singapore and one, oddly enough, from Glasgow.
Right, right. The Singapore label with a person from Glasgow, which, yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
But
she's got a little sort of bedroom singer-songwriter thing going. I think five songs.
Right.
And her name is Handsome Girl.
Handsome Girl. So we'll get to that. But,
right. But the others are all from Singapore.
Right. So let's start with Cosmic Child, and it might be taking the easy way out, but I think the first track is really catchy, so let's just start with that one.
That's absolutely right.
It's called Into You.
Thank you.
So I kind of think that they should contact Slowdive and open on their next tour. Or maybe they sound too much like Slowdive. I mean, that almost could have been on the last Slowdive album, I think.
Oh, you're right. It really could have. Well, I gather from their Bandcamp page that what happened with this group is they put together their first album kind of as a lark, kind of not as a serious thing, and put it out in a week. According to them, they put it together in a week and put it out, and then suddenly they were and really weren't expecting anything from it, and suddenly they were getting a lot of response, and they were getting gigs, and I guess they turned around and said, oh my God, we're a real band. So now they're back in the studio putting out this one a year later. And the first one is actually really, really interesting.
I didn't go back and listen to the first one. This one is called Blue, and it just came out last month.
Mm-hmm. Right, and the first one is called Untitled, and it came out last year.
That's Cosmic Child. So do you have a pick?
Well, if we're sticking to this record, I would go with, I think it's number 3, Blue Green.
Let's do it. Cosmic Child from Singapore. I think this album, I liked it enough to give it the full 3-song treatment. So I'm going to pick one more. Let's go with number 8, Bread. Thank you. Cosmic Child.
I think that you're right that they are too close to slow dive to actually open for slow dive. But
yeah.
On the other hand, if you came to see slow dive and these were the openers, you obviously this is the kind of thing that you would like, so you wouldn't be upset about that.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? I think one reason I like bands like this in the live performances is that kind of a guitar wall, when it's really loud, you can just become just completely enveloped, right? I mean, it's just this all-encompassing. It's really cool. And makes me kind of sorry that I missed Slow Dive when they came around last year.
Mm-hmm.
But do you remember a band called Film School?
I can't remember what they sound like.
They had that kind of a sound, wall of guitars, and I saw them live once, and it was pretty cool. Pretty good. I think they put out 3 or 4 albums, and then they just hadn't been doing much for a while, but lately there have been rumblings that they might have a new album coming out, so they're from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Film School. All right, let's go back to Singapore. We're going to travel back to Singapore, and
yes.
And let's talk about Subsonic Eye. Their album is called Strawberry Feels, and it's from last year, and also a pretty solid album, I think,
mm-hmm.
in the same kind of general category. Maybe not quite as much sweeping wall of guitars as...
Yeah, maybe a little less shoegazy, a little more psychedelic, but in the same area.
So do you have a track to pick from Subsonic Eye?
I do, and it would be In Limbo.
Subsonic Eye from the album Strawberry Feels.
And just to keep you up on the calendar here, our many listeners in Singapore should know that Subsonic Eye will be opening for Beach Fossils on Monday, March 12th in Singapore.
That's pretty cool. That's Beach Fossils is a good match for that too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Very good. Well, I'll pick one more from this album. I'm going to go to number 8 again. This one's called Sun-Kissed Skin.
Thank you.
Subsonic Eye. That's a good one, I think. Well, too bad we can't make that show in Singapore with beach fossils. That'd be cool. If anybody wants to send us some airline tickets, though, you know, we probably could manage to get on the plane, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And then
I thought you were going to say if anybody wants to send us a live report.
Well, yeah, that I guess if we can't, if they're not going to send us there, then the next best thing would be a live report. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool. Well, let's see. Let's at least touch on these other bands. There's a couple more on the label.
Right.
One being the other band from Singapore being the guitar player is the label guy, Sobs.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's right. This one seems kind of more raw, doesn't it? It's
yes.
It's five songs and it's an EP. So maybe they're prepping the full length, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cat Flap, it's called. And
right.
Yeah, it's really short. It's like, I don't know, 10 minutes long or something. 12 minutes, according to my program here. Five songs, 12 minutes. And, well, I'll make a pick.
Okay.
I'll take the first one this time, the first pick. Not the first song, though. I'm going to choose number two, Girl. Sobs from Singapore.
Yes, my streaming service tells me that Sobs is similar to about 10 or 12 bands that I've never heard of, but also similar to Subsonic Eye and Cosmic Child.
That's good.
So I think there are two possibilities here. Number one, we have a very lazy algorithm that just picks out bands from the same city.
Yeah.
And doesn't really pick out bands on the basis of what you might like or what they might be similar to. Or the other possibility is there really is a Singapore sound and we've stumbled on it. We've discovered it. And, you know, kudos for us.
I've got a third possibility. This is what I think probably happened. The label, when they upload it or submit it to the streaming service, they say, these are affiliated bands or something. So they just put them on the list. That's what I'm guessing. But I would like to think something that makes you and I look better and more impressive. So maybe whatever that is, we should go with that.
I guess so. But you're right. I hadn't considered the possibility that they actually ask for outside input on their on the related artist tab. But you're right. They probably do.
Should we play one more from Sobs?
Yeah, why don't we play Fender?
All right. That was my second pick, too. That was Fender from the Sobs EP. Nice. The EP is called Cat Flap.
Very nice.
So it could be called Fender because it's played on a Fender guitar. I mean, that would be a good inference, right?
Yep.
Or it could be not for that reason. And we don't know. That's the mystery of it.
It is a mystery.
Sobs. All right, we've got one more now. The Glaswegian. Isn't that the way they say it? A person from Glasgow?
Yes.
Is it Glaswegian?
Yes.
Scott. Yeah, that would be appropriate too. So this is an artist known as Handsome Girl. And it's quite a, I don't even know how to describe it. We probably have to just play some of it to that's going to do a better job than how I could articulate it. So maybe we should just start with a track. You'd probably call it an EP. It's kind of short. It's 7 songs, 17 minutes. And it's called Shut Up Cutie. And let's play number 3, Andy.
Okay.
Handsome Girl. I'm going to say that she has listened to Camera Obscura at some point in her life.
Mm-hmm.
That's my insight.
Are you just saying that because she's from Scotland, or are you saying that on the basis of...
Both.
Sound.
Access, and this is what they... I know a very, very tiny bit about copyright law, and to prove a copyright violation, it's access and substantial similarity. So... if you have access to having heard the song that you allegedly violated the copyright,
right.
You know, and then it's substantially similar, then you can, like, that could be the violation. So I'm not saying she's committing a copyright violation at all here, but she had access to Camera Obscura, and there's a little influence there, I think.
There is a lilt there.
It's definitely a lot more raw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it, to be from Glasgow and to be able to say to people, I'm on a Singapore record label.
Very cool. Much cooler than just saying you're on a Scottish label with all those other Scottish bands.
If you were...
I mean, that's pretty dreary.
But if you were from Singapore and you're on a Scottish label, then that would be cool, I think.
That would also be cool.
Yeah. So
the access issue is what comes up when someone's suing over a movie idea, and it turns out that the person who wrote Screenplay 2 used to work at a studio and saw a draft of Screenplay 1.
Yeah, that would definitely make sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that occur.
Huh.
Like, we never made that movie, so how could you steal the idea? Well, actually, there was a script floating around and you saw it. So,
right. Check the file cabinet. It's in there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you have any thoughts on Handsome Girl, or want to pick a track?
I don't think I listened to enough to pick a track. So, I think we have to either go random or let you pick.
Okay, let's make it semi-random, because I think
I was focusing on Cosmic Child.
Let's play one more, just because she deserves the plug here.
Yes, for being a Glaswegian on a Singapore label, she deserves it.
Right. So let's play number 6, called Love. Handsome Girl, and that one did not sound like Camera Obscura at all.
No,
so it sounded kind of Glaswegian, didn't it? Kind of Scottish,
I guess.
It's getting harder to tell. It's such a worldwide musical palette that we cover here. So yeah, well, pretty cool. Middle Class Cigars is the label. Check them out. We had no idea that there was this scene in Singapore, and that's pretty cool.
Yes, in keeping with the geographic theme, I was looking at the South by Southwest schedule and the list of bands, and I noticed that there's a showcase of bands from Taiwan, none of whom I recognized, however. They weren't the bands that Sherry was talking about.
That's interesting.
There's also a showcase of bands from Chile, which I know you discussed at least once.
The shoegaze scene, yeah.
Right. And there's a showcase of bands from Norway, which includes the band Hater, which you like a lot.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Very
so,
good.
You know, they're expanding their reach.
I'm always curious. We've
and
talked
so
about
is this podcast.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We have touched on this before on the podcast, but it's always a curiosity to think about going to South by Southwest. And then I think I'm going to go down there. And there will be 1,000 bands playing, and you know, I'll find this band. So let's say I decided Hater is playing at the Norway showcase. So
right. So
I go there and I stand in line for an hour, and then I only see the last 7 minutes of their set, and then I can't get to the next band that I want to see because I waited in line so long. And I don't know. I think this the whole idea of the long lines and just ridiculous crowds has me like. That's what's prevented me from ever going. If it seemed like it was manageable, then it would be pretty cool. And maybe it still would be cool because if you didn't necessarily have your mind set on seeing specific bands, but you just wanted to take in the scene, it might be pretty cool. Just
right.
Walk in and out of venues. But I don't know. Maybe someday. We'll see.
I think it would be a great thing to do if you have the kind of access that the folks from NPR have, which is... I don't think they have to wait in line. I think they can pretty much go to any show they want.
They've got like
they've got a badge.
Yeah, Bob Boylan probably has like a gold-plated badge or something, right?
Yeah. So his experience, I think, is great, but that that would translate to just a civilian off the streets experience.
We could
say, I think it would be a lot more waiting and being disappointed. And
of course, the Will's Band of the Week showcase would be pretty spectacular, so it might be worth doing it just for that.
Yes, it would, especially with that Singapore contingent.
Right.
We have our afternoon show, and then we have the evening show, which is all Singapore bands.
Sure, yeah. Okay. I think, not that I ever make mistakes, but if I were to make any mistakes, then after I chop them out of this podcast, it'll probably maybe keep it a little bit under an hour. So I think that's a reasonable length and definitely $0, right? I mean, is there any question about it?
No, because we talked about five bands. And so if you divide zero by five, I mean, it's just, you know.
Yeah, five times
I'm
zero.
I'm not going to bother to do the math because everyone.
It's kind of complicated, yeah. Yeah. Well, great. Thank you for being on again.
Oh, no problem.
I have a feeling that you're going to be enlisted many more times this year. I hope you're ready for this high, heavy burden that you're going to have.
I'm just going to have to do my homework.
Right. People all over the world are depending on you. All right. Good enough. Let's hope everybody stays alive. All the aging rockers stay alive for another week before next week's podcast. Don't know if we're going to have any live reports, but we'll see. Time will tell.
Maybe Barrett's seeing a band right now as we speak. Who knows?
Barrett, I know that he is listening to some music for next week's podcast because he mentioned a couple bands. So that's good. He's doing his homework. So all right. Good enough. We will talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.
You can subscribe to the Will's Band of the Week podcast using iTunes or any other podcast app. All of our podcasts are also available directly on our webpage, willsband.net. You can contact us directly by email to willsband@yahoo.com, on our Facebook page, or on Twitter @willsband. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you every week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.